Rabotai, just one clarification of a minhag that we have on Arbe Shabbatot, and that is to read the Shir HaShirim. This is an old minhag already, probably from the times of Rabbeinu Ari, 500 years ago, and many of the communities would begin the Shabbat, meaning Erev Shabbat, even before they pray mincha, they would start with Shir HaShirim. Some would read it in between mincha and arbi, some would read it after, but somewhere on the Shabbat, they would make sure to read the Megillah of Shir HaShirim. Question is, what is the reason for that? There's no mention of Shabbat in Shir HaShirim, that's for sure. So the question is, what is the connection between this great Megillah that the Midrash says is Kodesh Kodashim, it's Holy of Holies? I point out to you that really, if you look at it, it's a love story. The Tzora Mor, in his introduction to Shir HaShirim, he bemoans the fact that the Apikursim have taken Shir HaShirim literally, and they turned it into romance, and they secularized it, and they profaned it. He said, but this is talking about the relationship between a Kadosh Baruch Hu and Bnei Yisrael. Ani ledudi vedudi li, moshcheni acharecha narutza. Pesukim like this that refer to the attraction that a Kadosh Baruch Hu has for Bnei Yisrael, and vice versa. We tell a Kadosh Baruch Hu that you love us even though we're not pure. Shechora ani benava. That even though we're black with sins, we're still beloved in front of you, and so on and so forth. These pesukim are to be taken as that. So the simple explanation can be explained that since Shabbat actually represents the connection between Klal Yisrael and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's a day where we have almost like a wedding. We say in the beginning of the Shabbat, Bu'ikala, Bu'ikala. So it's almost as if there's a wedding ceremony over here. If you look in the text of the Tefillot, on Friday night it's Bi'anu Huba, Yisrael Mekadesh Shemecha. In the morning it's Bi'anu Hubo. And some say that in the afternoon it's Bi'anu Hubam, Ba Bo Bam. And the explanation they say is that on Friday night, Ba, that's already the Kala. And Shabbat morning is Bo, that's the Hatan. And Bam and Minchas Di Yichud, Hatan and Kala, that's the Abad and Abin, that's when Kibiachod, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the Hatan, and Bnei Yisrael is the Kala, and we get to the highest Madriga of the week. That's the apex, that's the Yichud. So if indeed Shabbat is to be compared like a wedding, well, we get dressed in nice clothes, we have a buffet, beautiful dinner, everybody sings songs, so therefore it's proper to enter the Shabbat with a love song of Shir HaShirim to talk about the love that the Hatan has for the Kala and vice versa. That would be Al-Pi HaPshat. However, there's two other reasons that are more Al-Pi HaSot, and one of them is brought down by Rav Chida in his Sefer called Kiseh Rahamim. He says a big Hiddush. He says that we all know that we were supposed to be in Egypt for 400 years, but we weren't really in Egypt working for 400 years. We only worked for 210 years. But he makes a calculation from Seder HaDorot that really the time that we worked in Mitzrayim is 117 years. And the Rahida says he's right, that's the Hashbon. It went from 400 to 210 to 117. And he said that's that's a fact, although it's a Hiddush to many of us, including to me, but that's what he says. So he writes that that magic number, 117, is the sod of the Ge'ula. That after 117 years, Kibiyachah Borei Olam redeems us. So he says that the Hachamim tell us that the Jewish people would keep a Shabbat, Miyad Hem Nig'alim. And therefore, we want to arouse a Kadosh Baruch Hu to redeem us, and to bring the Mashiach. And therefore, we read Shir HaShirim, which has exactly 117 Pesukim. And he says, when you read those 117 Pesukim, that's Kibiyachah we're telling Borei Olam, just like you redeemed us in Mitzrayim after that magic number. So now in the zikhut of the 117 Pesukim that we're reading and the Sheminat Shabbat that's going to follow, so it should lead us to a Ge'ula. Oh, so that tells us that there's something significant in reading all the Pesukim. That might explain to us also the minhag that we have to read the Shir HaShirim after the Haggadah Shel Pesach and then Seder. That since it's connected to the Ge'ula, so therefore at the end of the Seder we read the 117 Kibiyachol to reawaken that original Ge'ula and to arouse HaKadosh Baruch Hu to do it again in our time. That would be according to Rav Chida's reason. But the last reason we said was from the rabbi called the Rokeach. The Rokeach says a big Hiddush. He quotes a Zohar in Perashat Noah. The Zohar Kadosh says that while Gehinam is opened 6 days a week, closes on Shabbat for 24 hours. Like we know that when we light the Esh on Motzei Shabbat, it starts to fire up the furnaces of Gehinam again. But 24 hours, there's a stay, there's a reprieve in Gehinam. But the Hiddush of the Zohar Kadosh is that on a daily basis, when Bnei Yisrael enters Tefillot three times a day, during those times, Gehinam also subsides. And the Zohar HaKadosh's language is Sha'a Upalga Sha'a. That every time Bnei Yisrael go into the Tefillot, for an hour and a half, there is a reprieve. The Zohar is giving us a lot of credit that we pray for a long time. But nonetheless, it does say that that's the amount of time. So three times a day, hour and a half each time. So actually 4.5 hours a day during the time Bnei Yisrael are coming to pray, so Gehinam is actually off. You know, the fires are off. So if you do a simple mathematical hashbon, so that would be 27 hours during the 6 days of the week, 4.5 hours times six. 27 hours during the week that Gehinam is not working, besides the 24 hours of Shabbat. Now we know that in the 6 hours of the 6 days of the week, meaning Sunday through Friday, there's exactly 144 hours. It's easy mathematics. The way I did that was 6 times 24. It's 24 hours in a day times six. So you got to 144. So there's 144 hours of Gehinam a week, but it's really not. It's 144 minus 27, which is 117. So the Rokeach comes along and says that Shlomo HaMelech was praying that in the Zichut of the 117 Pesukim of Shir HaShirim, it should save the person from the coming week, the 117 hours of Gehinam, that he should not be subject to it whatsoever. So therefore you see there's a great value to read the Shir HaShirim. Forget about, we didn't even discuss the words, we're just discussing now the number of Pesukim. Could you imagine what the words are? If the Regi, the magic number of 117 was by design, you have to assume the wisest of all men, obviously he's going to do everything with tremendous kavanot and brilliance and genius. So quantity kavanah of the Rokeach, besides what the Kiseh HaMim says, that it'll be for an arousement of the Geulah of the 117 years, but it's also in the end of the 117 hours a week that a man is subject to Gehinam, and as a chut of the reading of those chapters, it's able to protect him and save him midino Asher Gehinam. Amen. Amen. Amen.